Tango Mobile.
T-Mobile, KK4FTU Mobile. They let you out.
Good question for you, my friend. And I haven't heard you in ages. Where you been hiding?
Either at that big old place between 101 and Brockman McLovin or at home.
Spending a little time under a rock somewhere, too.
I've been busy making sure that that place stays the number one exporter in the U.S.
Making all of those big bucks lately.
I am.
Fair share, too. I mean, he just takes his fair share, or at least what he thinks is his fair share.
He's getting a fair share. I believe he's taking more than he needs to.
Do that when you're working. I just got a motorhome that just went by me, and sitting in the passenger front seat is a big old collie sitting there.
Sitting beside me is a pit mix, or a pit, and she's ready to lick somebody to death.
Gee, this collie was just sitting up there just as straight and, you know, up, regal looking and licking around and, you know, pretty collie too. You know, it was a real pretty looking one.
Bring mine on a road trip. I'm headed to pick up a lawnmower down towards Atlanta.
One of those bigger lawnmowers, the commercial size or something like that. And more power to you. I can't get out and mow my grass anymore. I call my resident, my neighborhood lawn person, and he comes out and does my grass front and backyard. And it takes him longer to load and unload his equipment than it does for him to mow my grass. That's how small it is. So, you know, and he goes to my church, so he gives me a good deal. Now I had to go order some shirts for my barbershop course today, and then I had to go by the church and get set up for handbells playing on Sunday, and then I came by the Publix to pick up a couple of items I forgot to get when I was there the other day. You know how that goes.
No, I actually found it on Craigslist, and it's the one they don't make anymore, and it needs some work done to it.
For a good price, then.
Or I wouldn't be paying for it, especially being that it's green and yellow.
I don't want those green and yellow ones.
If I had bought it new, I'd be paying a whole lot more.
Oh, yeah, you definitely would. They really love their stuff.
It looks like it's being loved a lot before it gets turned loose.
Yeah, I was up underneath the traffic light, and I lost half of that until I moved forward. Anyway, well, you picked a lousy day to go down and pick up something. It's with weather like it's supposed to be for the rest of the day and all day tomorrow.
When you have time to do it, and today was the only time that I had to do it.
You're Sunday, are you?
I got the family thing to deal with Sunday.
See, family comes first that day.
Gotta consider it.
They're building another big warehouse over here on 290. They've already got one up down here that they finished, and they're probably starting to get occupied. And they've got another one down here where they're working, and they've been pouring the concrete for the flooring. And this is one heck of a huge slab. They had one of those trucks out here that has the big hose that allows them to reach over and pump concrete down. They had that out here yesterday, and the day before both, and they also had it had the cement mix trucks lined up, about seven or eight of them waiting to back up to the bin to start filling it with concrete. So they're putting a big slab in out here.
And also over on over near my in-laws, right there off of 85, not far from the school between 85, just south of 290.
Yeah, with you. Is there another station trying to get in? Sounded like somebody was trying to come in over the top of you. Well, I noticed when I was going down to Pelzer the the other day, because that's where I had to go, that I went by out there on the side of 85, out there between 290 and 101. There are three of those big warehouse-like buildings being built, you know, with the stressed concrete slab sides and the big concrete floors and everything. And they got three of them going in out there in along the interstate. And, you know, everything is going. And then you get a little further down, and there's another one on the right-hand, on the other side of the road, and before you get to 101, too. So all of that, there's a lot of construction going on in the Greenville-Spartanburg area these days.
Can't sell and break even for commercial property out in California around San Francisco.
Things seem to be going a lot better this side of the continental U.S. than the other side, so, and it costs too much to live out there and too much to work out there, and all the restrictions they put on tractor trailer rigs and everything out there, I mean, it's not even, that state has got so many restrictions that it's not even funny anymore.
They're wanting the federal government to bail San Francisco out because they're losing so many businesses and because crime rates so high and a bunch of other stuff. KK4FTU Mobile.
T-Mobile. You also got a buzz on your signal this morning. I may have one too. But yeah, the whole state of California is, they're putting all kinds of restrictions. They're having trouble getting tractor trailer rigs to go in out there to the ports and pull the trailers out that have the containers that are being offloaded out there, because they put such strong restrictions on them that they can't have, you know, they got to have a certain type of tractor, it's got to have a certain type of fuel, all kinds of restrictions like you wouldn't believe anymore these days. So, and, you know, it's making it hard for drivers to afford the new rigs so they can drive out there.
It's easier for Port of Charleston and Savannah to do business because they'd rather ship it over to the East Coast and do stuff over in the East Coast than fight waiting and paying the crews to sit on the ship until they can get them offloaded.
About the size of it, and then it becomes cheaper to train it across country to California, and then all they got to do is move it from the train yard to the to whoever it's going to, and they don't have to try to put it aboard, run out through the port system out there and put it on board. Anyway, well, I'm about to pull into the yard down here, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s to you. Have a good day. Keep it between the white lines, and don't let it wander off into the ditches. Talk to you later. KK4FTU, W2T, 7-3s.
7-3s, Rusty. You take care, and I hope you have a happy Easter, and I'm glad that he did what he did to save us.